Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
The controversial HSE recruitment embargo in place since October last year ended today. But the story doesn't end there, because health unions have expressed concerns that the hiring freeze is being replaced with a staff ceiling. I'm joined now by Dr. Rachel McNamara, who's chair of the Non-Consultant Hospital Doctor Committee for the IMO, the Irish Medical Organisation. Dr. McNamara, you're very welcome to the programme. You might explain to us, first of all, what impact the recruitment freeze had on you and your members in the service.
Thanks, Cormac. So the recruitment embargo has had wide-reaching effects across the system. Effectively, what we had at October 2023 in terms of staffing, and that is posts that were filled as of October 2023, that is what we were essentially left with. And not only that, if somebody left their post or moved careers, emigrated, those posts weren't, it wasn't possible to fill those newly vacant posts either. So it was enormously unsafe. We were already working illegal and unsafe hours, and that was just compounded over and over again. And I suppose the people who felt it the most or felt it the hardest were those kind of smaller hospitals like the Model 2s and the Model 3s, who wouldn't have, I suppose, that sort of backing in terms of, I suppose, staff capacity in order to fill those gaps. So it was a very blunt instrument to try and I suppose, tackle a HSE overspend. And yet what resulted and what we saw is that it led to an increase in use of agency workers, didn't overall, I don't feel, solve any problems.
Okay.
And of course, left patients and staff in a worse
position. Okay, so that's the impact you feel. The hiring freeze is ending today, but it's being replaced, and the unions, the health unions, are concerned about this with a staff ceiling, they say. Now, the HSE set the new staff ceiling based on the number of occupied paid positions in place at the end of December 23, which was 124,420. And by the end of this year, I think Bernard Glosser is saying that the affordable ceiling will be 129,700. Is that enough? Is that affordable ceiling a safe ceiling?
Well, I suppose the thing about, like, where I'm coming from and where I suppose my members are still reporting, so that's the non-consultant hospital doctors, all doctors that aren't GPs or consultants, are reporting, 80% of them are reporting that they're still working above the legal limit of working hours, which is above a consistent 48-hour week. So in terms of where we are from an NCHG perspective, we're certainly not anywhere near where we need to be. And when you put another name for a recruitment freeze, a recruitment ceiling or a new base, it's just all kind of words to describe the same thing, really, in that the situation for those doctors isn't likely to improve in any great way. And again, it does mean that those posts that were vacant in December 2023, which are more likely to be in the Model 2s and Model 3 hospitals, the peripheral hospitals, they're not going to be filled. And there is no, I suppose, light at the end of the tunnel for the doctors and for the patients who are residing in those departments.
The INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, are saying that they know from a ratio point of view, I think it's 1 to 6 patients, they say, in terms of nurse to patients, what is safe. Do you have any ideas to how many more NCHGs or non-consultant hospital doctors you would need to hire to reduce the unsafe hours that doctors are doing at the moment?
Yeah, so as part of the 2022 agreement between the HSE, the Department of Health, and the IMO, the number of NCHGs that it was felt was necessary to, I suppose, end the practice of rostering illegal rosters was 800. And we'll say almost as soon as that agreement was put in place, the recruitment embargo followed. So those 800 posts were not, it was not possible to fill those. It was not possible to look for those. So like we're talking, you know, relatively big numbers, but it's more so about where those are needed. So where you can see there's particular need are those specialties where the doctors are still doing 72-hour working weekends on site, the ones that it would be consistently doing 80-hour, 90-hour weeks. It's those positions that really need the capacity to, I suppose, a surge when the need is there. Okay. So, again, this is a very just blunt instrument to tackle what is, I suppose, a very different problem in different areas of the country. And we're, I suppose, calling, or we're, I suppose, looking for an assurance that, because we are in ongoing discussions around hours verification with the HSE, that when we find where those areas and pockets are, where the hours are just illegal and unacceptable, that we will be able to recruit into those posts to make that
we'll
situation
certainly,
better.
Keep track of that, of progress on that one. Dr. Rachel McNamara, Chair of the Non-Consultant Hospital Doctor Committee for the IMO. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll be right back.